progress as well. So could we now move on to the Tsim Sha Tsui East Action Area? All right, so to brief member, first of all, I think you have some papers with you. Okay. So, first of all, there's a paper on the way forward for the development of a piazza in Tsim Sha Tsui project. All right, that is TFK/12/2011. And then we have a power of document distributed by the secretary that is captioned with reference materials of agenda item 3C that summarize a number of documents back in 2008 when such an idea has been discussed by the HEC subcommittee. All right. So I would like to welcome some of the representatives to this particular agenda item. Yim Zi Kwan Loisi. Miranda, yeah, okay, yeah, from Tourism Commission, Song Yau On Xin San from Transport Department, Lo Man Kin Xin San from Highways Department. All right, so before we have the presentation, may I invite members to declare interest, if any? No, all right. So please try to present the paper, the project team, and keep it within 10 minutes, please.
多謝主席，主席，我這個項目我想用廣東話來到介紹。首先我未介紹過計劃的新的未來路向之前，我就想很簡單就去到同大家重溫一下我們原本這個計劃的建議。這個計劃，尖沙咀那個露天廣場的發展計劃是分三部分。 第一部分咧就係喺呢個尖東嘅摩地道係興建一個新嘅交匯處，咁呢個交匯處嘅作用咧就係取代咧喺尖沙咀天星碼頭對開嗰個巴士總站，咁從而咧就希望咧係騰出一啲嘅原本嗰個巴士總站嘅地段咧就係興建呢個露天廣場嘅，咁而呢一個嘅摩地道嘅交匯處咧就已經喺2007年8月嘅時候咧，已經係起好咗，並且已經係啟用噶啦。咁至於計劃嘅第二部分咧，就係喺梳士巴利道文化中心對開嗰度咧，就興建一個新嘅迴旋處。咁即時而家見到呢個位置啦。咁咧就主要呢個作用咧，就係希望咧方便咧而家咧喺嗰度使用緊尖沙咀碼頭嘅巴士總站大部分嘅巴士線咧，係可以咧繼續翻去天星碼頭噶。咁至於第三個部分咧，就係而家橙色呢個部分啦，就係騰空咗出嚟嘅地方咧，就係興建一個露天廣場。咁呢個係我哋原本嘅建議嘅。 咁喺過去幾年啦，我哋就住呢個項目咧，我哋都進行咗一連串嘅諮詢，包括咧向呢個公眾嘅諮詢啦，同埋各個區議會嘅諮詢嘅。咁亦都咧，我哋係得到佢哋嘅原則上嘅支持。 咁相信可能有委員都記得，我哋亦都係就住呢個計劃咧，我哋都有諮詢過呢個共建維港委員會下嘅兩個小組喺2008年嘅1月同埋2月，咁亦都得到咧呢個兩個小組委員會嘅原則上嘅支持嘅。咁我哋跟住亦都喺2009年同埋2010年咧，我哋咧就進行第二階段嗰個嘅回轉處個工程個刊憲。 咁喺刊憲嘅期間咧，我哋就收集到好多嘅公眾嘅意見。咁公眾嘅意見主要咧就係嚟自民間組織啦，同埋一啲嘅市民。咁佢哋亦都咧對於我哋新呢個迴轉處嘅設計咧，都俾咗好多嘅意見。最主要咧就係包括咧興建咗呢個廣場之後巴士路線嘅安排，同埋咧。 路面交通情況可能會造成嘅影響，咁亦都有部分人士咧就表達咗對於保育尖沙咀碼頭巴士總站想保留市民嘅集體回憶呢啲嘅意見。咁除此之外咧，喺我哋舊年我哋去諮詢區議會嘅時候咧，特別是呢個油尖旺區議會咧，佢哋咧都要求咧。 署咧喺如果可以即係喺保持呢個交通暢順嘅大前提之下咧，就希望咧我哋研究咧積極咁研究咧，可唔可以將現時用緊呢個尖沙咀碼頭為總站或者途經嗰個地方嘅而家全部15条嘅巴士線咧，都希望可以繼續翻呢個天星碼頭咁樣嘅。咁我哋考慮到呢啲嘅意見咧，我哋咧就都再次咧就去到真係諗我哋嗰、那個計劃呢、這個嘅設計嘅概念，我哋重新作出去檢討啦。咁我哋而家咧就有一個新嘅設計嘅概念，就好想喺呢度咧就同大家分享，同埋希望大家都支持嘅。咁我哋呢個新嘅概念咧，最主要嘅咧，我哋就係希望咧，就想將露天廣場個設計咧，就係融合埋活化尖沙咀天星碼頭個依個項目，將兩個項目咧就合為一個嚟到去到發展，咁令到咧整個碼頭同埋對開露天廣場嘅一帶咧，都成為一個嘅旅遊匯點同埋一個新嘅地標。咁融合依兩個項目咧，咁就可以為尖沙咀碼頭同埋附近露天廣場咧，提供一個整體啊，同埋一個和諧嘅設計，配合到周圍嘅環境咧，就使到該帶嘅外貌啦、設計啦同埋用途咧，可以更加嘅協調。咁呢個係我哋嘅主要嘅目的啦。咁如果具體啲嚟講咧，我哋咧就希望咧就係為咗回應區議會啦，同埋市民大眾或者一啲嘅民間組織，佢哋喺我哋刊憲期間嗰個嘅訴求啦，我哋咧就而家咧就運輸署嘅同事咧就已經幫我哋咧將呢一個嘅回轉處咧嗰個嘅設計咧係擴大咗嘅，咁就擴大咗大約係佔用咗我哋嘅廣場40% 嘅位置，咁而家呢個設計咧就完完全全將15条巴士線咧就全部可以咧係經過翻呢個尖沙咀碼頭嘅。咁由於咧，亦都呢個廣場嘅面積咧縮細咗啦。咁為咗配合呢個改變啦，我哋咧就計劃緊咧喺未來呢個旅遊匯點呢個地方咧，我哋咧就係希望可以展示翻咧有關呢個地段咧作為一個公共運輸交匯處呢一個嘅歷史，等市民咧同埋啲旅客咧可以咧懷緬翻呢個地標咧昔日嘅風貌嘅。咁所以咧，我哋而家咧就積極係研究緊咧，就係喺呢個會點咧，就去睇下可唔可以放置一架舊嘅火車嘅車廂啦。咁呢個車廂咧就係1921年製造，已經退役咗噶啦。咁另外咧，我哋考慮緊咧、研究緊嘅咧就係一架古董嘅巴士。咁呢架巴士咧就1949年製造嘅。咁就呢啲咧都係同呢個大嗰、那個嘅公共交通交匯處嘅歷史有關嘅，咁另外我哋都希望可以展示埋一啲嘅同天星碼頭有關嘅展品啦。咁至於天星碼頭嗰個計劃咧，我就知道其實上次天星小輪有限公司嘅專聘嘅顧問咧，已經喺上次你哋呢個委員會度作出咗詳盡嘅介紹，咁亦都得到委員會嘅支持啦。咁我哋少少重申翻咧，就係佢哋嘅初步構思咧，都係想擴建而家個碼頭啦，同埋活化啦，咁希望係加建多一層，咁就係提供翻一啲嘅公共嘅空間啊、商鋪啊同埋餐廳咧，就俾市民使用嘅。咁而佢哋嘅設計嘅原則咧，都希望係保持原貌同埋佢個設計嘅建築嘅特色咁樣嘅。咁由於個碼頭咧係屬於政府嘅物業啦，咁所以咧就活化嘅工程咧係需要由我哋政府去推行嘅。咁總括嚟講咧，我哋呢個方案咧，我哋都希望咧就達到幾個目的啦。第一，就希望可以保留到而家呢個地段作為一個公共交通運輸嘅依個嘅功能啦。咁第二咧，我哋都希望回應到市民個訴求，就係話即係個集體回憶嗰方面，就展示翻呢一度都曾經係一個好重要、有百幾年歷史嘅一個嘅巴士站同埋運輸嘅交匯處。咁第三咧，我哋都希望咧可以改善到嗰度嘅碼頭對出嗰個嘅步行嘅環境啦，同埋希望嗰度咧能夠咧係活化到嗰度 亦都令到嗰個地帶嘅外貌啊，同埋設計啊、用途啊，咁同周圍附近嘅環境更加協調啦，同埋和諧。咁亦都希望活化到天星碼頭咧，可以提供到更多嘅地方俾市民可以享用到呢個維港嘅景色。咁我想係報告下咧，就即係我哋就住呢一個新嘅方向咧、新嘅構思啦，我哋都做咗一啲嘅諮詢嘅工作。咁我哋喺上個月底咧就諮詢咗油尖旺嘅區議會，咁亦都得到佢哋咧就大多數議員嘅支持，我哋呢個新嘅方向。咁我哋而家咧亦都係諮詢緊另外九龍區有四個受影響嘅區域嘅交通及運輸小組，咁佢哋亦都我哋去咗兩區，咁就暫時嚟講，佢都係好支持我哋呢個嘅改動嘅。咁我哋咧就仲有兩區會再去嘅。咁去完去攞到佢哋嘅支持同埋呢個委員會嘅支持之後咧，我哋個計劃咧就會係打算喺嚟緊嘅九月下旬咧，我哋就住新嘅呢個回轉處嘅設計咧，我哋就會再一次嘅係進行呢個刊憲嘅。咁與此同時咧，我哋都希望咧就係開展如果得到大家嘅支持之後咧，我哋就開展呢一個嘅項目嘅技術可行性研究，咁嚟到咧就即係去開展一個設計嘅詳盡啲嘅設計嘅工作。咁我哋有一啲比較具體啲嘅設計方案個概念之後咧，我哋會再進一步咧諮詢呢個小組同埋其他有關嘅人士嘅。咁我簡介去到呢度，主席，多謝。
多謝你 Miranda。我諗我想首先 clarify 兩樣嘢先，跟住先睇下大家嘅意見。第一樣嘢咧，我想問一問咧，你提到嗰啲 showcase 嗰啲 train 啊，同埋嗰啲 old bus 嗰啲咧，會唔會其實係喺你頭先講即係40% of 嗰個 area for public transport interchange 裏面咧，定係會喺出面嘅咧？咁第二樣嘢咧，我就係想話咧，即係我哋上一次個小組咧，就聽咗天星碼頭佢哋就話有一個活化嘅成個 scheme。咁我哋委員其實好多都幾中意，我想睇下咧，其實 Tourism Commission 其實你應該都會睇咗呢個 scheme， 你哋係咪即係初步都覺得係即係你哋贊同佢哋嗰個方法嗰個方向嘅咧？唔該。
係，多謝主席。答咗第一個問題先。我哋而家研究緊嗰個巴士同埋救火車咧，我哋係諗住係會擺喺而家剩翻落嚟嗰即係嗰60% 嗰度嘅嚇，就即係近翻碼頭嗰一邊嘅嚇。咁至於佔用咗嗰40% 咧，就會係一個即係巴士站嗰、那個。俾交匯處嗰方面係佔用咗嘅嚇，咁就另外第二個問題咧，就個尖沙咀嗰個碼頭嗰個嘅上次嚟呢度present 嗰個 proposal 咧，大致上我哋而家希望去即係做嗰個嘅技術性研究評估嗰、那個工作咧，我哋都想係以呢一個嚟到做一個參考嘅。咁因為天星碼頭佢哋已經做咗一個嘅方案出嚟啦，咁我哋都會以呢一個方案嚟到做一個參考，做一個起步嘅。咁然後跟住咧就亦都睇一睇我哋嘅公務部門咧，同我哋做一個研究，睇下會唔會有邊啲地方係可行，邊啲地方係唔可行。咁如果可行嘅，我哋都盡量會採納嘅嚇。
多謝你。而家我想請會員會唔會有意見？係 Ida 先係嘛？
我想問一下啫。你哋除咗係有啲舊嘅交通工具喺度展示之外咧，會唔會有啲地方係可以俾啲市民，譬如好似有啲展覽啊，或者有啲區域可以俾佢哋做表演嘅？因為全部都係只係呢啲活動，只係歸翻去文化中心嗰邊嘅咧咁。
即係我等收集咗一批嘅問題，跟住你一次過回應好嗎？嚇 ，Paul。
May I have the my computer back on this main screen from the technical services? Chair and members, I think that what is more important is that the drawing provided here by the Tourism Commission, this paper, is not identical to the paper supplied to the district councils, and the paper is attached here. And you can see the location of the buses at the cultural center and the cutback of the road. I'm just pointing out that the discussion that we first of all should have is on this. The Transport Department has done a U-turn. Originally, the PTI was going to be away from the site, and in response to public pressure, government has made a U-turn and decided that we're going to retain a PTI here. So that is the crucial change that we have to take into account first.
Sorry, Paul, I'm just trying to clarify, okay? You said there's a discrepancy, right?
This page here.
Yeah.
Compare that with this page here and look at buses 1, 9, 1A, 6, and 6A, the locations of the bus stops.
Yes.
1, 9, 1A, 6, and 6A. And notice the cutback, the new curb line for the road, which is the green line on this computer picture, which is not indicated on this picture here. So I just pointed that out as a matter of concern generally, because I think the technical drawing from the transport department provided to the district councils is probably of better quality than the drawing that we have here.
Is there a discrepancy?
Yes, 191A, the curb line, the cutback of the change of the curb line was not indicated in the Tourism Commission paper, and it is indicated on the transport department paper.
So I hope that, you know, all members can follow your arguments. So yes. Are you referring to the green line that have that go through on the bottom?
Yes.
That's have 191A, 6A over there. That's the discrepancy with the black line.
The black line here,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, is that what you're referring to?
That is exactly
what I referred to. Yeah, please go ahead.
It's just a point. It is to highlight, I think the first discussion this commission should have is on the issue of the design of the transport interchange, the PTI. Mm. Mm. The second discussion we should have is what are we going to do with the open space that is going to be created by reducing the size of the PTI. In terms of the design of the PTI, I have some serious concerns about the location of bus stop 5, 5A, and 5C, where we're actually cutting back the size, the width of the existing walkway in front of Star House. We're adding there, not only do we cut back the sidewalk space, but we're also adding waiting space there for people to queue up for those buses. So the amount of usable width of the pavement in front of Star House is significantly reduced. And the amount of traffic, and that is what we are worried about here, and that is what the current situation is, that it's a very cramped environment, it's a very old environment, and the circulation is very difficult for people to walk around. When you come out of Canton Road or you come out of Ocean Terminal to find your way around, there's not enough space. Actually, we're reducing that space. And I think that is a very serious issue that the Transport Department should look into, is how that design of that new PTI is actually putting constraints into areas where we don't want it, which is Canton Road into the area. The other thing is, of course, I think it's a real shame we're losing the area next to our cultural center, next to the studio theater for 191A and 6. We, in fact, be pushing buses out onto Salisbury Road. I'm not sure that we have a better PTI. If we're going to have a PTI, do we have a better PTI? I'm not sure. You know, do we have a nicer environment? I'm not sure. You know, I think the Transport Department has decided as a principal decision to keep the PTI in the area and not to move it away to Moody Road or what is that area there, and to keep it here. Now we need a good PTI design. But what we're getting is a PTI design which tries to maximize the open space for the piazza rather than we necessarily get a very good PTI design. I mean, I'm not sure we're getting a good PTI design compared to the current situation. But so I like to see alternative designs for this, and I'm concerned about this routing. The second issue is then on the tourism node side. We have reduced the amount of open space dramatically if we're going to keep a PTI. Then I have to worry whether it's still, you know, relevant to keep an exhibition of an old tram and an old train, which is going to take up a lot of space in that open space. We need more open space for circulation of people, and to put these big, massive objects in the middle of it, I think is a constraint, which I don't think that should be a starting point. That could be an option in the design, but I think when we look at the design, it should definitely not be a fixed item on the list. We should be really concerned about adding that. Then the third point that I have is, if I look at this, is by having this between the Transport Department and the Tourism Commission, the current site, Cultural Center, and the waterfront is used by the LCSD. LCSD uses the open space to park cars. They are there the whole day. They're using the backstage entrances. Now, those parked cars in the current situation are basically between, how do I say that on this drawing? Let me see if I can mark it with my, they are here. They're using this area for car parking basically throughout the whole day and throughout showtime. And I'm not, I don't see that we're going to have that resolved in any way here in this plan. If we're going to redesign this whole PTI, should we also make sure that whatever the parking and holding car holding requirement for the LCSD for the cultural center are going to be resolved at the same time? Because otherwise we're going to have a future of a bigger open space and we're still going to have these cars parked in the middle of it when there are shows on and when there is rehearsals on at the convention at the cultural center. LCSD has told me that the reason why they do that is because the car park under the building, you cannot have direct access to backstage. I don't know. I've never been in a car park. It's not for public entry. So I don't know whether that's the real case. But if we're going to spend all that money on fixing up this area, we'll have to have a comprehensive view. And which then, so that's on that point. I would say that just overall in management for the future for this area, I just wonder whether we're smart by having the Tourism Commission manage the piazza and the LCSD managing the waterfront right next to it. To me, it seems ludicrous, bureaucratic issues that are going to be solving. I'd rather have the LCSD handling this entire area, just expand the waterfront and make sure that we have an integrated management and an overall view. And then we can have a proper look at things like, if I have crowd control, and I use the area in front of the staff area, and I have meals barriers, and then the event is over, where do I park the meals barriers? Is there a storage space somewhere? Currently, the meals barriers are all over the place at the cultural center. So I think we need one management agent rather than having two management agents for an area which is so tightly integrated.
Thank you, Paul, for your comments. I think we could have the response from the team first because that's quite a lot of comments. But, you know, before inviting you to comments, I would like to also clarify that the reason that the public transport interchange has been kept in this area was the response of the public. Right, to have a collective memories, and they want to know, you know, kind of this area has been used for a public transport interchange for a long time. Is that right?
Hi. 多謝主席，或者係啦，即係你嗰個理解係啱嘅，咁或者我請運輸署阿李生咧就再詳細解釋一下依、這個PTI 嗰個設計嚇，同埋我哋嗰、那個其實嗰個 paper 同埋即係區議會嗰個圖同埋而家我哋頭先嗰個圖嗰個分別係喺邊度嚇？
多謝主席啊，各位委員，我運輸署阿伯烈，我就對於阿波頭先提出嗰個問題咧，就我想回應咧一下，因為我哋喺區議會嗰、那個嗰、那個文件裡面所表述嗰、那個交通。交匯處嗰個方案咧係詳細一啲，因為咧就當區嘅人士同埋議員係關心翻有佢哋即係嗰個交通嘅狀況啊，同埋即係對附近情況嘅影響。咁但係咧就我諗呢一幅圖咧，即係喺我哋俾委員會嘅文件同埋區議會，其實嗰個有關交匯處嗰、那個個佈局咧，其實咧就無大差別嘅。簡單講咧，就只不過咧個技術細節咧就唔係咁多。咁但係當然咧就我哋即係喺呢個會所建議或者係想提上嚟俾委員會考慮或者係介紹嘅目的咧，都係就將整個嗰、那個設計啦，包括嗰、那個露天廣場啦、天星碼頭活化啦，以及呢、這個交通交匯處之間個一個統一嘅一個處理啦。咁我諗呢、這個即係嗰個文件嘅目的主要嘅重點喺嗰度。咁我歡迎啦，即係如果係想提一提有關，即係如果講到啲技術細節，我都好歡迎嘅。咁譬如話頭先提到咧，就係、是、嗰、那個5號、5號A、5號C呢啲所謂numbers 咧，其實咧係一啲巴士線路嚟嘅。 咁我哋咧就其實都睇過咧，就喺呢個巴士站嘅佈局嗰度咧，就相關嘅巴士班次同埋佢嗰個乘客量咧，亦都有一個好完整嘅分析。咁嘅話咧，個佈局咧就考慮到咧嗰啲巴士輪候乘客數量同埋嗰個班次嗰、那個。情況先至去安置邊一個巴士站喺邊一個位置。至於咧就喺升降行門口嗰、那個咧，我哋其實都經過仔細嘅分析同埋反覆咁樣即審視過咧，就發覺而家咧佢我哋建議嗰個嘅位置咧，就其實咧都係喺將來使用或者係運作嘅時候咧，係冇其他嘅阻塞問題嘅。因為咧我哋發覺咧就而家喺港島出嚟行人嗰、那個。選擇都可以咧，即係行開超市碼頭嗰邊啦，另外一邊咧就經過呢啲而家我哋嘅行人輔助行人過渡處嘅地方咧，都橫過到嗰、那個交匯處嘅。咁呢個咧其實我哋都睇過相關嗰、那個升降門口行人通道嘅闊度嗰個問題。咁咧我哋覺得咧係滿意而且係恰當嘅。咁另外咧就阿波都提到咧，就喺文化中心前面嗰度咧就一號、九號、一號 A 嗰啲咧。巴士站嗰個位置其實係需要咧，就喺個文化中心裏面，即係前排嗰個行人路嗰度咧，係要做一啲改動嘅，即係嗰個行人路有啲改動。咁呢個必然，因為大家都可以理解到而家嗰個現場嗰個情況咧，就係佢受到幾多嘅客觀環境限制，而呢個十五條巴士線要留翻喺天星碼頭附近啦，同埋咧就亦都係保留翻呢、這個。交匯處嘅角色喺呢個地點嗰度咧，咁必定需要咧就要將梳士巴利道南行，即係呢個南邊嗰個行車道咧就要擴闊一啲，去滿足而家嗰個交通需求。咁我哋經過幾個唔同嘅方案嘅考慮，包括頭先我哋有提過，究竟我哋係咪應該即係更加佔用嗰、那個？露天廣場更多地方咧，咁呢個問題其實都睇過喺唔同嘅方案裏面佔用幾多地方，佔出嚟嗰個交通嘅情況嘅分析，我哋都睇過。咁我哋最後發覺咧，佔用40%，即係40%呢個露天廣場個計嘅面積嘅話咧，係一個恰當而且係相當適合嘅方案。咁於是咧，我哋就根據而家我哋嘅數據同埋我哋嘅分析咧，我哋係即係都係推薦呢個方案咧，就作為我哋將來咧就實施嘅一個方案。咁呢個交匯處嗰個技術問題，我相信咧就都應該我大致上都回應咗咁樣。我交翻俾旅遊事務處嘅同事回答其他嘅問題。多謝。
或者我繼續回應埋頭先即係有委員咧對於個設計嗰方面嘅問題，咁其實咧就委員都有關注咧，就係話如果擺一架火車會唔會佔用好多位置？而呢一個咧係咪其中一個嘅即係只不過係一個option 咧，就唔係一個 starting point 咁。咁我都想喺度重申咧，其實而家咧我哋只不過係就住呢一個新嘅方向、新嘅概念咧去作出諮詢。咁所以咧喺呢一個設計嗰、那個嗰、那個嘅詳情咧，我哋暫時係未有嘅。咁我哋亦都係好樂意去聽大家嘅意見，係想點樣去設計呢一個嘅廣場。咁亦都係即係我哋係唔係話已經決定咗係會擺一架巴士或者係依個火車。咁只不過係一個我哋一個嘅初步研究嘅一個建議。咁如果到時做呢個技術可能性研究嘅時候，發覺嗰度譬如個地方真係因為縮細咗40%，如果擺咗落去可能會係令到行人嘅流通啊，或者令到其他嘢做唔到嘅時候咧，咁我相信我哋就係好彈性嘅，我哋會係即係唔會係話一定會擺呢個火車喺度，呢個只不過其中一個嘅 option 咁樣。咁另外有委員都問到咧，係有冇會唔會有一啲嘅展覽啊或者表演啊等等啦？咁呢個我哋仍然都係聽大家嘅意見嘅。咁我諗我哋都希望我哋可以如果回應即係市民嘅訴求，就係話希望嗰度係一個集體回憶啦，等大家可以即係有一啲懷緬翻呢度係曾經係做一個公共交通運輸處嘅一個嘅公用嘅時候咧，咁我哋都希望擺翻一啲嘅同天星碼頭啊，同埋同嗰度係作為一個交通交匯處一啲嘅展品咁解嘅啫。咁所以咧就我哋係暫時喺呢個階段。 段咧係未有一啲嘅即係好落實咗嘅方案咁樣嘅。咁至於頭先有委員都有提到咧，就係話呢個文化中心嗰個嘅泊車問題咧，咁其實我哋都同文化中心都了解過咧，就知道咧，即係佢因為佢都有好多表演場地啦，咁所以佢哋租用嘅團體咧，咁都係有一啲嘅運作上嘅需要咧，係運送嗰啲嘅貨物啊，同埋或者係一啲嘅器材咧，就去到嗰度嘅後台嘅。咁佢哋都強調咧，其實都係盡量咧都係限於咧就係上落貨啊咁樣嘅。咁但係當然咧，有啲情況之下咧，如果佢可能咧需要電視台咧轉播節目嘅時候咧，咁可能啲廣播嘅車咧就需要停牌嗰度比較長嘅時間咁樣樣，咁所以咧其實即係文化中心嘅管理嗰方面嘅同事咧，佢哋都即係知道盡量咧佢哋都會係減少呢、這個即係阻礙到行人啦，或者係阻礙通道啊嗰方面咧，佢都會係盡量咧就會係減少呢一方面嘅問題。同埋咧，佢都會好嚴格咁去限制咧車輛可以喺嗰度泊個時間啦，同埋咧個數量噶。咁呢、這個我相信即係我哋會可以同將委員嘅意見咧繼續向文化中心反映啦。咁希望佢哋管理層咧都繼續係即係加強佢哋嘅管理嘅措施，去到希望盡量保持佢哋文化廣場對出嗰個廣場咧係比較流通一啲。咁另外咧就講翻 Muse Barriers 嘅儲存嘅地方咧，咁我哋都同文化中心了解過，咁就知道咧佢哋因為都好多時候有好多大型嘅活動喺嗰度舉行嘅時候咧，佢哋係需要有好多好多呢啲嘅Muse Barriers 嚟到使用嘅，咁佢哋目前嚟講咧，佢哋都自己文化中心咧，佢哋都盡量咧將呢啲嘅 Muse Barriers 咧就收好噶啦。咁但係咧，亦都有時咧，因為可能係有一啲嘅用途咧，佢哋係為咗方便，即係可以快啲攞到嚟用咧，佢哋都會有少部分咧就會擺咗喺個廣場嘅地方。咁佢哋都會係即係盡量咧就會減少啦。咁亦都即係佢哋都而家。都諗緊一啲嘅方法，睇下可唔可以即係再長遠啲嚟講咧，改善呢一個嘅即係儲存呢啲 Muse Barriers 嘅地方唔足夠嘅問題嘅。咁我哋都多謝大家俾文化中心嘅意見。咁我諗我哋都會將呢啲意見咧就即係交翻俾佢哋，由佢哋去再跟進翻咁樣樣。
多謝你，我諗頭先我哋所提到嘅問題，你都回答咗。咁啊，跟住咧都Franklin 啦，跟住阿 Nick 同埋阿 YY 再跟住阿 Chris 係咪啊？係哦 ，Patrick 都有意見，或者我哋跟呢個次序去講好嘛 ？Franklin，
多謝主席。咁就即係一開始就即係想即係多謝旅遊協會咧，就即係推呢一個 project 啦。咁即係我個人就覺得，即係如果喺嗰個地方同埋有個 piazza 咧，就係好嘅。咁不過咧，就比較起翻而家嗰個方案咧，即係睇翻嗰個 meeting paper 啦，同埋嗰個 reference material 裏面大概第20版到咧嗰個衛星圖咧，可以即係睇到嗰、那個瞭望圖啦，可以睇到咧，即係其實嗰個 piazza。嗰、那個位咧就相差咗相當遠嘅，頭先講嘅即係攞咗大概40% 到咧就做咗個 PTI 啦。咁我相信咧就即係當年推出嚟嗰陣時咧，嗰個 Piazza 係可以用，即係基本上原本個位置用曬嚟去做 Piazza 啦，就都有啲 turn around 喺佢前面嗰度，即係話喺廣東道個尾嗰度嘅。即係呢樣嘢，我相信即係當年已經計算過，即係話嗰啲。成個摩地道嗰個 PDI 咧，應該已經可以咧擠曬喺巴士線喺嗰度裏邊噶啦。咁但係而家咧就話將翻嗰15條巴士線咧攞翻出嚟擺咧，就要攞翻40% 去個 Piazza 嗰個位咧嚟到做咧。咁我自己睇咧就變咗好似有啲兩邊都不討好，因為你個 Piazza 本來咧就好歸位喺裏邊，經過一個好窄嘅位咧，廣東道最尾嗰度再入翻嚟咧，切咗一忽做嗰、那個。PDI 咧突然間你要刮翻一忽出嚟，咁頭先引致到頭先講出嚟好多問題，即係話，譬如星光行對開嗰個位嗰個行人路窄咗啦，咁然之後啲人咧其實由譬如由碼頭行去想行去而家1881嗰度咧，咁嗰個行嗰、那個突然間中間有啲車喺度轉咧，咁就會阻咗佢嗰個行即係嗰啲遊人使用嗰、那個方便程度， 再另一樣咧，就係話，如果係咁一個好似俾人 cut 咗出嚟一忽咁樣一個獅子嘅形狀咁樣嘅一個 piazza 咧，就冇原本你哋即係開初嗰一個好歸位嘅 piazza 咧，嗰個使用上咧就應該爭咗好遠。譬如話，你係一啲節日嘅情況之下啦，咁。譬如講啦，新年咁倒數咁樣，咁你突然間有啲車喺你隔離咁樣行嚟行去咧，咁嗰個地方做唔到嗰個作用，咁呢個就係我覺得可惜嘅地方啦。咁如果講即係而家點解有呢一樣嘢，我相信就係因為收集咗市民嘅意見咧，就有意見咧就話想保留個啲巴士站喺嗰度，咁係咪就需要保留翻曬全部15條巴士線喺嗰度咧？咁我個人覺得。即係實際上的需要咧，應該在早兩年嗰時已經計算過咧，就話即係可以搬曬去摩利道啊。咁可唔可以而家就係話唔需要擺咁多條巴士線喺度咧？咁呢個係個問題咧。如果可以嘅話咧，我就想即係再考慮可唔可以即係做翻一個大啲、歸位啲嘅 piazza 喺嗰度咧。
你翻轉 Nick。
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think first thing we probably should do is give credit where credit is due. I mean, this is a holistic approach. It's an attempt to produce an integrated solution. It's something which we, as a commission, have lobbied for. So someone's listening. So I think in that sense we should give credit. I think all we're being asked to do today, as I understand it, is to endorse a general direction. Mm-hmm. And certainly that's all I'm prepared to endorse today. We just don't know enough about the detail. And in fact, as we've heard, the devil is in the detail. I mean, Paul has already identified possible weaknesses in the arrangement of the interchange. We need to understand better about how the thing's going to be managed. We need to see a design. I'm just looking at this in the round, and from my point of view today, I'm encouraging, if you like, I'd be encouraging the Commission to move forward with an integrated solution. But I think we do need to see what that solution is. And one of the things that concerns me is... in a way, by rushing ahead with the gazetting, which in itself will raise questions about what's going to happen to the rest, they're, if you like, almost defining the outcome of the exercise. Because obviously, once the PTI is gazetted and if it's endorsed, then that dictates really what happens in many ways with the remainder of the site. So, I just wonder whether. In keeping with the spirit of coming up with an integrated solution, we shouldn't be seeing a lot more detail in terms of the overall proposal before the gazetting of the interchange goes forward. Because September seems very optimistic to me, but certainly by that time we'll know very little about the remainder of the site. So my request, if you like, or the point I'd raise is there an urgency? What is the urgency to rush on with the PTI? Could we not wait a while you come up with an integrated solution for the whole and present that to the community and to the Commission? I'd be much more comfortable if that was the case. In terms of your questions about what usage should be the piazza be put to, I think that's well answered. If you look in the paper on the workshop, page 8, there's a range of activities which were considered appropriate for the location, and I think I would certainly endorse that list of activities and encourage you to try and incorporate those activities within the design of the piazza and the supporting facilities. I think you've got your shopping list. The designer now has got to come up with something exciting, if you like, which accommodates as many of those possibilities as possible. Thank you.
Why?
Thank you, Chair. 我同意頭先阿 Franken 講嗰個即係 PTI 嗰度啦，即係咪即係所有嗰啲巴士線全部都要翻去呢一個 PTI 咧？即係咁變咗，即係以前一個咁大嘅 area commodity 個 PTI， 而家縮咗咁多，咁其實一定係有啲問題嘅。咁另外嗰個總站咧，我睇唔到，即係好似梳士巴利道側邊一號、九號、一號 A 嗰啲巴士總站，即係我唔覺得係可以 work 到咯，因為如果係總站，你要有啲 holding base 俾嗰啲翻嚟嗰啲巴士， 咁而家好似個位，我唔知可能係兩架巴士啦。咁但係睇上嚟好似即唔係咁夠位咁樣。咁其實如果係咁樣，第時將來呢度可能會塞車塞得好犀利，咁變咗即係 defeat 咗個 purpose， 去 provide 一個好 pleasant 嘅 environment 俾啲人喺呢度 enjoy。咁所以即因為如果係 set 咗之後，可能即會變成一個好大嘅 constraint。咁所以我都希望即可唔可以或者再喺呢度再睇一睇，即嗰個 PTI 嗰個 area。咁另外咧，即嗰個 plaza 嗰度咧，即其實我覺得而家咧減咗啲 area 之後咧，呢度其實變成我覺得係一個好大嘅 circulation area。即係由嗰個 shopping area， 即係 Harbour City 嗰邊咧，就過去個文化區。咁其實我唔覺得，如果係你 reduce 咗啲 area 之後咧，即係唔會有好多 scope 去做到好多嘢，即係 provide 嗰啲 facilities。咁佢好似 Alfresco Cafe 啊嗰啲都，我唔知道，即係我因為你係有天星碼頭嗰個 revitalization， 咁即係我覺得喺呢一處咧變成即係嗰個空間唔多。咁同埋咧，我覺得其實成個Harbourfront 嗰、那個即係Waterfront 文化中心前面，佢已經係有一個即係都幾大嘅 plaza 喺處。咁點樣將嗰邊嗰個 plaza 係同埋呢一個係有一個 thematic 或者係 somehow 即係點樣個 design 壞曬，點樣去將呢兩個係 link up 到，係變成係一個即係一個 integrated 嘅。嘅 plaza， 咁即係呢一個我覺得係非常之重要。如果要呢個 plaza 係 successful， 咁頭先阿 Franken 都提過，即係話喺呢一度做一個垂直倒數，其實呢度好啱，因為有個鐘樓喺樹。咁即係我諗即係我哋要決定，即係其實嗰個 usage 係點樣，因為即係都好dictate 到將來嗰、那個 design 係點。咁同埋我自己，我覺得咧。呢度其實可以係一個好好嘅地方咧，去 provide， 即係我哋曾經講過 water taxi 呢一樣嘢咧，即係 somehow 係 water base 嘅 access 去西九嗰邊，因為西九其實而家嗰個 access 咧就唔係咁好啦，咁即係睇下可唔可以喺呢一度係 water taxi 嘅 base 啊，咁樣去過去西九。咁同埋其實而家我哋係有water fund 咧，即係有一個三角形嘅 open 好大嘅好 important 嘅 open space。呢、这個尖沙咀呢一度啦，另外仲有西九都會有一個好大個 park， 另外仲有中環嗰個 waterfront。咁我覺得，因為佢哋三個都好近，咁我哋點樣將佢 position 係三個唔同嘅 theme， 即係或者係somehow， 即係我覺得如果我哋全部都好似將佢變成係一樣嘢，呢好似呢度咁嘅有文化。西九有文化，咁即係我覺得深刻，我哋係要俾翻一啲唔同嘅 character 俾呢三個 open space。咁我唔知道政府有冇即係係睇緊呢三個即係 harbourfront 嗰、那個個 position 係點樣？咁深刻，我覺得即係都要去諗一諗嗰個 position before， 即係我哋去決定嗰個用途。
I think we still have comments from Patrick and from Maggie. Is there's already, yeah, I think there's quite a lot of questions already, in particular in relation to the public transport interchange. Maybe we invite the team to respond first before we get the second round of comments.
多謝主席同埋各位委員，有關嗰個新嘅公共運輸交匯處嗰個技術嘅一啲嘅問題咧，我想喺度澄清一下。第一咧就係喺我哋之前嗰個原初設計裏面咧，我哋其實咧就並不是所有嘅巴士線咧都翻去或者會全部轉移去尖東摩地道嘅巴士站，並不是。我哋初嘅設計版本咧，係有11條巴士線咧，係維持喺尖沙咀碼頭呢度上落客嘅，作為總站。其餘嗰4條線咧，係要搬去尖沙咀摩地道嗰個巴士站。咁喺咁嘅基礎之上咧，如果我哋要因應當地地區人士同埋區議會要求，將15條巴士線都要容納喺而家尖沙咀呢個位置，我哋係需要容納翻由原初設計嗰個版本 之上咧四條巴士線嘅。咁而家呢個最後呢個新嘅設計咧就係、是、就足夠即係、就是、容納15條巴士線咁嘅意思啊。並不是最初咧，並不是即係15條巴士線就搬曬去摩地道嗰度。咁另外咧就有委員都問到咧，就係跟住有啲問題咧，就係佢嗰個交通安會，即係裡面嗰、那個交匯處會唔會有擠塞嗰個問題？咁其實咧就我哋設計呢個交匯處嘅時候咧，喺我哋而家嗰個那個分析裡面咧，就係、是、呢個設計方案咧唔會造成一啲譬如話巴士埋站或者靠埋站嘅時候有啲咩擠塞，或者咧就有啲咩延誤嘅問題，因為咧就我哋喺嗰個行車道嘅設計咧，喺將來文化中心對出行車道最窄嘅地方咧，至少有 10.5 米咁闊。10.5 米咧，就即使當有巴士埋站嘅時候，仍然都有 7.5 米嘅剩餘闊度。嗱，呢個係一個非常足夠咧，就另外另外兩架巴士好從容咁樣平排咁樣駛過。咁喺一般而家咁嘅巴士用站嘅設計，這個其實我哋覺得係恰當同埋適合嘅。咁另外咧就喺我哋都將咧嗰啲巴士站嘅佈局咧就係、是、放基於佢個乘客嗰、那個人流啦，同埋嗰個班次咧，亦都有即係正如頭先我講係有一啲考慮，就係話咧就比較寬闊嘅路面上面咧，個行人車路面上面，我哋先至放一啲比較密即係密班次或者多人流嘅。巴士站，咁呢個整個設計咧，就其實都考慮曬上以上所有引致擠塞嘅風險。咁另外咧，就喺運輸方面咧，就其實呢個交匯處嘅入口處咧，大家可以睇咧，就係 thank you 個交匯處入口處就有幾個虛線嘅巴士嘅位嘅。咁呢幾個位咧，其實咧就喺而家最新嘅巴士站嘅設計咧，可以作為一個緩衝嘅巴士位。咁當如果那個巴士嚟到呢個交匯處嘅時候，見到前面相應嘅車站有另外一個巴士喺度上落嘅時候咧，佢其實係可以喺呢、這個呢啲咁嘅緩衝嘅位置，即係專門我嚟落客嘅地方啦。原本係咁都可以作為緩衝位置咧，俾佢將嗰啲客咧先放咗喺個位置，跟住咧就即係離開嗰個交匯處。咁另外仲有一點咧，就係、是、有關即係有幾多個係咪有位置俾佢哋去stack 嗰啲巴士，即係俾啲巴士喺度擺放啊，或者係喺度喺嗰個巴士站嗰度擺喺度咧咁樣。咁其實咧就因為而家大家留意喺天星碼頭對出現時巴士站嗰個運作咧，就係、是、佢一條長嘅巴士坑上面咧就多過一個巴士咧，就喺唔同嘅目的地啦，同埋咧就可能個數量會較多啲，就因為佢其實咧就都會影響到嗰個巴士嗰、那個運作嗰、那個，譬如話嗰、那個靈活性啊，又或者嗰個有效性咁樣。而家你見到我哋巴士站嘅設計全部都喺個行人路嘅邊旁，咁我亦都想回應一下，就是、其實咧就現時嘅巴士站喺呢啲巴士坑之間咧，乘客上落嘅時候都要經過一啲行車通道，咁現時嚟講其實係唔理想，咁變咗咧就我哋個新嘅設計咧，當然係會喺嗰個安全上面咧，亦都喺嗰、那個因為嗰個設計融合到去露天廣場以及天星碼頭嘅活化啦，嗰、那個整個嘅步行環境咧會提升咗好多，咁呢方面咧我就覺得即係喺嗰個使用者或者係乘客嚟講咧，都係一個比較舒適嘅環境嚟嘅。咁另外咧就仲有啲意見咧，就係話會唔會即係有嗰啲巴士裡面個數量咧，會唔會其實都會引致到嗰個喺個交匯處裡面一停留嘅數量會多一啲，引致個交匯處有啲擠塞咧？咁其實咧就喺現存我哋現存個巴士站裡面有啲活動咧，包括嗰啲司機嘅休息啊，或者係佢食飯時間啊，或者係等待調配嗰啲呢啲咁嘅活動咧，就我哋喺新嘅巴士站或者呢個交匯處裏面咧，我哋其實就會將佢安排咗喺另外啲地方。咁其實而家喺嗰個狀況嘅個運作咧，就亦都唔係咁理想，因為有以上嘅活動喺度做緊。咁將來如果我哋即係將呢啲 呢啲咁嘅相關活動咧，或者非營運嘅活動咧，就遷移咗另外啲地方咧。咁對於嗰、那個呢、這個巴士站嘅運作，以至到整個交匯處佢嗰、那個暢順或者通達性咧，就有必定有好大嘅幫助。啊，咁我就住呢、這個交匯處嘅技術問題咧，我就回應到呢度。多謝。
跟住一個小問題嘅。
好啊，
就其實嚟講咧，就話呢個係概念同埋實際上可能會有 gap 喺度。我仲想問一問咧，就話如果你容唔容許私家車入去嘅咧？如果私家車入去嘅話，流量你更加計算唔到啊。其實就
多謝問題，我哋係唔容許私家車入去。我哋唔容許私家車入去，點解咧？就因為佢即係如果容許私家車入去咧，流量其實就比我哋可以預期嘅大啦。因為而家只係我哋希望巴士同埋的士咧喺裡面運作。咁私家車嗰個情況，根據我哋分析咧，喺而家所謂巴士道東至西行咧，每小時最高峰期只係100架次。我重複100架次。喺咁嘅客觀條件之下咧，我覺得即係如果將佢做一啲改道，即係唔俾佢入去呢個咁短嘅一個交匯處嚟講咧，我哋覺得係唔會對交通有好大嘅影響。多謝。
關於即係嗰個交通交匯處嗰個 technical 嗰個 response， 即係差唔多 cover 得幾即係幾足夠啦。咁但係仲有一啲 comments 係關於即係點樣去將呢個整體即係嗰另外嗰60% 嗰個 piazza 嘅用途。
多謝主席。頭先咧，委員都有啲建議咧，就係話即係要考慮好多嘅因素啦。咁我都好多謝大家嘅意見。咁我相信咧，就喺我哋去即係去諗呢、這個設計嘅概念啊，同埋嗰啲細節嘅時候咧，我哋都會係將委員嘅意見咧，我哋會係考慮嘅。咁頭先亦都有提到咧，文件第八頁嗰啲嘅嗰啲嘅設施啊，同埋嗰啲嘅活動咧，咁都係其實係上次我哋。是在做即係上次係舊嗰個嘅廣場嗰個嘅面積咧，我哋係去做2007年嗰時候做 workshop 嘅時候咧，所得到嘅一啲嘅當其時收集到嘅一啲嘅意見，咁我哋都會係參考呢啲嘅意見啦。咁參考翻呢啲嘅一啲嘅建議之餘咧，其實我哋係嚟緊咧，我哋都即係會再繼續搜集，因為而家即係個面積咧係細咗嘅時候咧，咁可能我哋更加需要咧，就喺呢啲上次大家曾經提出過嘅一啲嘅意見嗰度咧，我哋更加需要再要可能係即係優化個次序啊，亦都可能係考慮到大家再俾嘅意見嘅時候。我哋都可能會那個嘅決定咧，係會有唔同嘅嚇。咁另外咧都有講到話即係嗰個賣嘅 set 嗰度咧，咁都想回應一下咧。其實我哋因為呢個嘅 set 咧都已經係2009年同埋2010年咧已經就住呢一個嘅方案咧，就已經係賣咗兩次嘅 set。咁因為係9月底咧嗰個嘅 set 嘅就係要嗰個時間咧就應該係完咗。咁所以咧我哋如果係需要修改嘅時候咧，咁喺根據個 Rules Ordinance 咧，咁我哋就需要喺9月個下旬嚟到作出呢個修改啦，去買呢個刊憲啦。咁但刊憲就唔代表係我哋決定落實呢個方案嘅。咁我哋仍然都係需要咧，係公眾咧就住呢個新嘅設計咧，再可以係發表意見啦，同埋我哋會係再去行政會嗰度去處理咁樣樣嘅。
阿你 Patrick。
多謝主席。剛才都傾咗好多好似主席話齋講咗好多嗰啲公共運輸嗰啲技術問題。我好想都係返返嚟傾一傾嗰個對於成個哈巴芬嘅影響。好簡單咁講，即係成張 paper 有一個好重要目的呢，就要融合個尖沙咀天星碼頭。但係呢，我哋上次睇到天星碼頭嗰個活化計劃，我暫時都睇唔到佢點樣可以同即係新嘅嗰個交匯處點樣係好好嘅融合，因為佢都係要加多層啊，加多一啲商鋪嘅面積啊咁樣。咁呢方面咧，希望咧就Tourism Commission 嘅同事咧，可以好慎重咁睇睇，因為嗰始終都係政府產業嚟嘅，應該係成個 Piazza 同埋成個嗰個天星碼頭啊嗰、那個用途係點樣去有好好咁樣去融合。最重要的目的咧，就我哋嘅 Harbourfront Commission 咧，就希望呢個融合嗰個過程裏面咧，佢係咧係俾市民咧係有喺可以係盡量多咗 enjoy 個 waterfront 嘅機會。而家係冇嘅， 你而家睇就少咗，因為我好好初步嘅視覺評估咧，佢起咗一層之後咧，其實嗰個喺對於嗰個 waterfront 景觀咧係有損失嘅，因為佢已經係多咗一層嘅高度咧，好多市民喺而家暫時嘅位置咧係睇到 waterfront 嘅機會係少咗嘅。咁呢個好嚴重，呢個我覺得係作為 Harbourfront Commission 咧，我哋係唔應該可以有啲咁嘅情況出現，特別係咧嗰個 connectivity 啊。咁咧其實就而家咧就係話去到嗰、那個即係嗰個鐘樓嗰、那個 plaza 嗰個位咧，佢咧佢以前嘅設計有兩層嘅海濱長廊嘅。咁咧就去到嗰個碼頭嘅時候咧，又落翻落嚟，然後咧就經過一條而家係好 run down 嘅啲 walkway 咁過去星光巷。咁其實咧喺呢個活化嘅機會咧，係正正俾咗個機遇咧，係點樣可以話 compensate 到即係嗰個損失嘅咧？其實就可以咧有兩層啊，即係連接埋而家嗰個upper deck嗰個 promenade 咧，係一直可以連接過去個星光巷咧，就將嗰個地方咧可以變為一個多用途嘅，亦都可以多咗市民欣賞到嗰個係其實香港最靚嘅一個Harbourfront 嘅景觀，亦都可以喺另外一方面咧，亦都睇到個 Piazza 好多嘅 activities。咁呢方面咧，我諗係即係一啲 suggestion 咧，希望 Tourism Commission 真係好小心去睇睇，因為呢個係我哋即係好難得嘅一個好重要嘅一個waterfront 嘅地方。我哋就當然啦，嗰啲停車嗰啲技術我哋要考慮，但係咧，我哋 Harbourfront Commission 希望多啲，即係好慎重去睇睇呢啲方面。多謝主席。
多謝 Patrick Maggie。
Just return.To integration, really. Would you mind reminding me just how big an area we're looking at? I know there's a scale there, but we've got 60% and 40%, but I'd like to know that's what's of, please, because then I can visualise it rather better, and sort of what the scale of things are. And also, Patrick said some of it about integrating, and Nick mentioned that this is rather a preliminary view. I think, in principle, the integration and the redesign is probably a very good idea,but I would like to see much more about the integration and how not just integrates with the pier, but how it integrates with the open space on either side. And that really is important because we've got the waterfront on either side. We are looking at waterfronts and harbour front issues as well as around and on the harbour. And I think we really need to know how that all fits together and have some idea of a design before we could say whether this looks good or otherwise. If it genuinely a gazettle,doesn't mean a fixed design, then okay. But I have always understood that once you've gazetted a design, it's difficult to undo it. So I would like to be convinced that we have some flexibility left after gazette walls. Thank you.
Peter.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, I would echo, I think, many of the comments that have been made. I think this is a truly poor solution. We seem to be only looking at things from a transport perspective. The issue is not actually, with respect, congestion and delay. The issue is good environment as opposed to highly compromised environment. Where is the design? I think this is a genuinely poor compromise, and I think it considerably detracts from the original scheme, which was innovative and it was environmentally positive. We talk about a PTI. PTI means public transportinterchange. It presumably, as far as I can see here, means an interchange with the Star Ferry. If it was an interchange with other bus routes, then presumably the entire PTI could go somewhere else. Now, have people been surveyed as to how many people get off Star Ferry onto a bus or get off a bus into Star Ferry? I don't regard this, as a number of people have said, as an integrated solution by any way. In fact, there's nothing in this proposal that seems to me to integrate integration. This is, and it certainly should be in the future, a major pedestrian node, which could certainly, as has been indicated, could absorb aspects of transport history. But instead, it seems to me to be extending buses along Salisbury Road alongside Star House,with everything that this entails, including bus pollution and everything else. And so we have these incompatible elements. We're talking about a pedestrian node, a great opportunity for bettering the environment. And why? Because of this poor compromise that stemmed from public consultation and so on and so forth. We've sat through so many of these. We do need, in my opinion, the carriage of our convictions. Most sophisticated cities are actually extending pedestrian schemes within the city. In London, not too long ago, they came up with a policy called Public Spaces for All. That's why we now have pedestrianisation of much of Trafalgar Square in front of the National Gallery. It took away roads, it took away a virtual roundabout around Trafalgar Square, and believe it or not, there was never any public consultation involved. It was seen as a win-win situation for everyone, and the sooner we have the carriage of our convictions in dealing with these things, they will be popular, I can promise you, once they're implemented. But this is yet another in a long line of unnecessary compromises to good planning and good urban design.
Peter Paul.
Yes, Chair, thank you. Just some follow-up comments. First of all, I'd like to remind members that on the 5th of February 2008, government was here at the Harbourfront Enhancement Commission, and government assured members that all traffic and transport concerns of the relocation of the PTI to Chincha-Choi East had been addressed. And now we are putting the PTI back into where it was originally. So I don't know, and I don't think the Transport Department has explained what the new concerns are. Now, I only heard the Transport Department say that now the Transport Department is taking into account collective memory. But I guess for PTI designs, what we should take into account is transport requirements and not collective memory. What we need to know is where people can get on and off. And I think Carlos mentioned a point. If we have no private car drop-off here, how is a person that has to be wheelchair access to be picked up here at the PTI? How is the private cars that are used for backstage access for the cultural centre going to go through the PTI to the entrance to the waterfront promenade that is now still marked on these drawings as being further down rather than part of the PTI design? So I have a very suggestion, Chair, for how to take this forward. First of all, I hope that we can ask the Transport Department to come back with alternative designs for us to choose from on the PTI design. Let's just get over the point that they have decided that the PTI will be back here. You know, it's not for the Harbourfront Commission to discuss that. That's for Transport Department to sort out with district councillors, travelling bus passengers and all those groups. If they have decided that, fine. We have to take that as a given for now, I assume, because they will promise that they have taken everything into account. Come back to us with different PTI designs. My concerns are immediately that this design is actually reducing circulation space in front of Star House at 5A and 5C, and I think it should be moved out rather than back in. I think we need more circulation space rather than less circulation. The whole idea for doing a piazza was better circulation for the many people that we have congregating there. So can we just rethink that? The same thing around the where the band is at 6A, bus stop 6A, which is, sorry, it's just not sure why that does that, but this band here, whether we can move that further out again to make sure we have better circulation. And the PTI design should take care of this entrance here. That entrance is going to remain here. We're going to move that over there. I mean, it seems to be ludicrous that we have these people driving across the piazza into the waterfront promenade like that. It seems to be, again, you know, the Transport Department comes here, we have to see an integrated solution for the PTI design. That's on the alternative PTI designs, access to the waterfront promenade, 5A, 5C, and 6. Private car drop-off has to be dealt with. The toilet for the bus drivers. I mean, normally bus drivers stop at the PTIs to go to the washroom. Where's the washroom for the bus drivers? And where is their waiting area? Where is the operator's control booths, which are normally included in PTIs, which is always an issue. If they don't have control booth, they can't manage the traffic well. So I think we've got to see all of that integrated and see some alternative designs from transport. Then on the issue of the designs for the piazza, I believe there are hundreds of designs being proposed for the original piazza design, and I think the Tourism Commission should exhibit those design ideas so that the community has something to say something about. We can at least see pictures. And I don't think there's anything lost if the Tourism Commission takes all those designs, put them on exhibition boards, so those are the old ideas. What do you like? What do you don't like? What works? What doesn't work? At least we can see something instead of talking about this. They had them in the drawer. Why don't they show us? So I think that would be a really good start to start thinking about what can we then do after the PTI design has been fine-tuned with the remaining space, and whether it's 40% or 35% or 30%. I'd rather have less space and make the whole thing work around it rather than trying to maximize the piazza in front of Star Ferry. But then we can come up with design ideas. And I think the design ideas chairs should include a layout without shows, a layout during shows, and a layout when the events are on, the shows being in the cultural center, so that we know where all of that stuff goes. Where is the television car? Where is the generator? Where are these cars that the LCSD needs to be parked when there is a show on? Where are the facilities? And when there is no show, where are they stored? And if we can see that, then we can say, oh, that's a great design. But then we have the right facilities. When we were in Sydney, I'm not sure who was there with us at that time, at the Marina Bay, they had storage facilities. They had the sound control booth, the light control booth are built in. So you don't have to build them every time you have a show. They're built in. But they're not obvious. But when there's a show, you can just switch on the stuff and everybody can put up whatever needs to be done. So I think, you know, I think it got to be clearly thought out, and I think we've got to see that included when they come back to us. So that's 4, 5, 6. Now, in terms of the our role, what's our role of the Harbourfront Commission? Are we going to approve the new design brief for the piazza? Or is the Tourism Commission going to decide after this what they're going to put in the design brief? Is the design brief going to be circulated and we will have input? Well, I'd like to know who's going to get input on that design brief for what will happen with, once the PTI has been fine-tuned, the remaining space, how that will be designed and managed. Are we going to have a role in there? What is our role? And I hope that we're going to have a role in the new brief so we can have this input. In terms of the list of and the brief, if just to give it the right away, I mean, alfresco dining in this smaller space, where are you going to do it? Where is the facilities from which the food will be delivered? If it's not going to be from Star House, and if it's not going to be from the Star Ferry, then where will it be from? LCSD is not going to do
Paul,
any alfresco dining.
How many additional points you have?
I'm almost at the end. I'm at point six, and I have
you.
Seven. So,
yeah. Because I think we really have to go in stages. Okay, so here
but
it's really
so
the general
direction. We are at the point of the piazza design, as the Tourism Commission is going to go away and do that. So the final point is, in terms of the Star Ferry building and the redesign, I hope that can be done as soon as possible. You know, this, we don't want to have any massive delay on enhancing the entire area. So I want to make sure that we keep working parallel and think moving ahead as quick as we can.
Right, thank you. I think we all share this. We really want to see, you know, some of these benefits being enjoyed by the public. May I have the response of the team to all these comments? And I think we do understand that some of these are rather on the specifics of the design that you will come back to us. But can I have your response, please?
多謝主席。 港場的面積原本我們初初說即是舊的設計那個面積就是8500平方米，如果現在說因為小了40%，現在大約我們都未開始說有一個很實質的數字出到，不過大約不千平方米左右。如果我們接下來再加一些天星碼頭的項目下去，我相信其實整體的面積都是同原先8500平方米都差不多，因為差不多的，不過準確數字我們是未有的。至於剛才很多委員都給了很多意見，就希望建議我們在設計的時候就要考慮到周邊附近的環境，那些和海濱增加市民去海濱的 機會啦，同埋咧嗰個即係亦都提到咧嗰度嗰啲行人嘅地方咧係比較run down 啦，呢啲咧正正都係我哋即係都好希望喺今次呢個project 咧可以係解決呢啲嘅問題，都希望咧係真係做一啲設計出嚟咧係可以係融合到附近嘅環境嘅。咁就所以我哋都希望即係張委員嘅意見咧，都會係擺落我哋個嗰個 design brief 嗰度嘅。咁至於咧就有委員咧都提到嗰、那個會唔會有廁所啊嗰啲問題咧，我哋都會考慮擺落去我哋嘅project brief 啦。咁至於話已經係即係大家都知道咧，有個即係設計比賽做咗啦。咁我哋都會打算咧即係喺如果大家都支持呢個新嘅方案嘅時候咧，咁我哋都因為舊嗰個設計比賽咧，嗰、那個面積咧係大過而家好多啦。咁我哋都即係會同依啲得獎嘅人士咧，我哋都會係向佢哋交代翻而家新嘅改變。咁我哋都會係打算咧短期內咧就會係公布翻上次設計比賽嗰個嘅結果，同埋都會係有頒獎禮嘅。咁呢個我哋會遲少少會有安排噶。咁另外亦都有意見俾我哋咧，就係話即係會唔會係呢個小組啊，或者係Harbourfront Commission 會唔會係即係參與到喺一啲嘅呢個設計嘅過程咧？咁我相信咧，我哋即係喺我哋去請做完呢個技術可行性研究之後咧，去到進入去真係設計嘅階段嘅時候咧，我哋係會即係有一啲嘅公眾諮詢嘅一啲嘅一啲嘅呢個嘅做法嘅，咁睇下到時即係我哋會即係有一啲機會咧，係希望係可以再俾呢個小組嘅委員咧係可以即係參與喺當中咁樣嘅。咁至於頭先有委員咧都講到話我哋呢、這個即係新嘅呢個嘅PTI 咧，其實我哋就唔係話因為回應即係集體回憶啊嗰啲係其實咧都係有呢個嘅運輸上嗰、那個即係嗰個嘅需要啦，嗰、那個嘅訴求喺度，咁亦都係油尖旺區議會啦，同埋嗰四個九龍區受影響嘅區議會，包括呢、這個深水埗、九龍城、觀塘同埋黃大仙呢四區嘅區議會嘅一啲強烈嘅要求同埋佢哋嘅意見，亦都係我哋喺賣刊憲期間咧，我哋都總共收咗萬多份嘅一啲嘅意見，咁所以咧我哋係回應咗即係呢啲市民嘅要求嚟到即係再去重新去設計過呢一個嘅回轉處嘅設計咁樣樣嘅，咁所以就我哋即係希望呢一個嘅設計咧係能夠真係令到十五條線都係可以途經翻呢一個嘅尖沙咀碼頭，使到啲市民咧可以轉乘到天星小輪或者係去附近嘅地方咁所以咧就呢、這個我哋都想澄清咧，就係即係我哋係回應市民同埋區議會嘅一啲嘅訴求嘅。咁至於頭先都有好多意見即係話嗰度個廣場嘅用途咧，咁我相信我哋係會即係會備案啦。咁我哋即係會去做呢、這個詳細嘅設計嗰個構思嘅時候，我哋會考慮嘅。
好，多謝你啊。咁我諗咧，
Just designed to help. I think it would be very useful to agree today the milestones at which the Commission will come back to us. And I would suggest it's prior to finalisation of the design brief. They will then come back with the conceptual design solution, and then they'll come back with the detailed design. So three steps along the way when we would be consulted, if you like.I think that it's important to have certain milestones, I think.
Thank you, Nick.
Can I just clarify whether Nick means the PTI design or the
the piazza design, because they're two different things. I think we still want PTI design coming back first, because this is not an acceptable PTI design. And then we'll have to look at how the node design, the piazza design.
Paul, I don't think I necessarily agree. I think we're in danger of falling into our own area of criticism, if you like. We're in danger of doing things piecemeal. I don't think we can look at the PTI in isolation. We need to look at an integrated solution.
Yeah, but if there's a design brief goes out, it's going to go out on a traffic technical transport requirement for a PTI. That's this design we see in front of us. Any designers, whatever, firms like Peters and anybody else is going to be working on this drawing. So, I mean, if this drawing doesn't get revised, this is what you're going to get, and then the rest is the color of the tiles and whether we have a fountain or not.
No, I think the design brief, as it's come back, okay, would have all these being included, right? But I think from all the comments that, Franklin, you have a quick comment to make before I conclude?
The lines, the alignment of the blue line is very important. Whether it's going to be a fully functional PTI or a fully functional piazza, but then right now is the two of them don't function well at all. So it's, we need to redefine the line of the piazza or all the PTI.
Yeah. All right. So I think the team have our comments in relation like what you would need to include in the design brief and not just the PTI, right? So I think in general, the task force comments today would be in support of this general direction to go. In particular, I think one word is very important, that is integration. We want to emphasize the integration of this public transport interchange, which we do have such need, because this area is quite far away, you know, from the MTR and so on. These people have to get access to the area to enjoy it and to have better integration with this ferry services as well on the transport side, but also on the overall integration of this public transport interchange with the ferry pier and with the Star House and the cultural center on the other hand, so as to make it a whole piece in terms of the integration of the piazza. So I think all these would have to to be integrated in a design brief and to follow some of these milestones that has been suggested. All right. So thank you very much for all the comments, and thank you the team for coming for this presentation.
多謝主席，我哋會將大家嘅意見盡量會擺落去 consultancy brief 嗰度嘅。係，我想再 confirm 一下咧，係咪即係我哋九月下旬我哋會係按住呢一個嘅turnaround 嗰個嘅而家呢個修訂咗嘅方案係可以係再去賣刊憲咧？因為其實刊憲咗之後都可以再收 comment 嘅，係唔係 final 咁？
係，我諗頭先咧，即係已經 clarify 咗，尤其 Maggie 已經。即係 clarify 咗呢一樣嘢，你都 respond 咗，就係話如果刊憲之後唔代表係一定唔可以改嘅話咧，其實我哋 support 係盡量快啲可以做到一啲嘢，希望可以將來出嚟嘅話，即係你再 integrate 其他嘅 comment 都會比較容易啲嚇。我諗我哋係 support 呢一樣嘢嘅，係好多謝你。So that would bring us to the last item of
AOP. Sorry, Chair, I'm confused. Are you now saying that we're supporting the blue line alignment?Because I don't, and I'm not sure anybody else does in this room, so this cannot go for Gazettal. This blue alignment is exactly as Franklin says. The blue alignment is the hard line. Once gazetted, they can't change that. Then they have to be re-gazette. And we're not supporting the blue line. I don't hear Maggie supporting the blue line, not Frankie. I don't hear it from YY. I don't hear anybody supporting this blue line. This thing cannot go for Gazettal.
Yeah, yeah.
But the most important point, okay, is that you have confirmed with us that after the gazetto, it is not fixed, right? So it's still possible for us to change it. Could we just confirm about this? If this is the case, we want to push ahead, right? If once this is being gazetto, it cannot be changed, then we would have reservation, right? So our confirmation is that it can be changed.As recorded, right?
Saying that we have reservation on the present alignment of the dividing line between the PTI and the piazza. But then if they need to gazette it for administration purpose, which I don't understand why, then they can go ahead, but then we are not in support with this present alignment.
Mm-hmm. So can it be changed? Can I have the reconfirmation again,
please? According to the statutory procedure, after the Gazette, and if we receive comments, objections, or other advices from the public in regard to the alignment, the administration has to deal with those comments, objections, or advices, including changing of the alignments and changing the design. And that is the purpose of gazetting. The gazetting also asks for not only this commission's comment, but also from the public, what they reviews on the revised scheme. Thank you, Chairman.
Chair, I think that's completely the Gazettal is under the Roads Gazette, Roads Ordinance, and the Road Ordinance is a compensation ordinance for people who lend it interest who's going to be affected. And the only thing that this Gazettal allows you, the government, to respond to is if there is somebody's lend it interest affected. This is not to deal with design issues like we're talking about now. For the Transport Department to go to the public with this design, where we have strong concern about some of these issues, would be an aberration of the procedure.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, at this stage, we are talking about 40%. It was only, I can admit that it was not a very precise figure, because during the stage of the developing the further detail of the alignments, we may work out the actual alignment, but we have to take into account what had been received during the Gazette period, or what in regard to the any objection or advice or comments, and the administration had the responsibility to address to these comments, objection, advices, including revising the scheme to suit.
Yes,
I think make it very clear.
Yeah, I think that is clear enough, and we have all these being recorded. Right, so I think we have to close this particular item, and our endorsement for you to go ahead, okay, with such condition is being given, right?
Excluding my endorsement.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Can you clarify that? You're saying it's okay to go ahead with the Gazettal
on behalf of the
yes, on the condition that we understand that these could be further revised based on the comments and the designed brief and comments from the general public. Yes, I think so.
It's almost impossible to change anything. It's 99.99% against being able to change anything that's been gazetted.
It's impossible to change a gazetted
outline zoning plan unless there are major
I think anything, if we have strong reason for that, we can change it if we have good reasons.
Chairman, can I supplement?
Okay. Yes,
this
please.
Is the this is not the we have gazetted the scheme for a number of times.
Two times.
And this is the second time we do our amendment for gazetto.
How is the label that calls it?
The point is to address the revision is to address the public opinion and comment or objection received during the gazetto period. That is the statutory framework that we're working against.
So I think I will draw this item to a close, all right, because that has been sufficiently deliberated and all the conditions, etc., has been clearly recorded. All right. So thank you very much, the team, for coming.